Ma'ed Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'ed Katan Bavli, Daf Tes Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis, 5 lines from the foot of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, es minedu, es eloza ben chanoich, shepikbik betaros ayadayim, hada omma, amafakbik betava, afilu medivay soifim, sarach nidui. The Mishnah in Mesechus Duryas teaches that who did they excommunicate? It was Elazar ben Chanoich, who belittled the concept of only a person's hands being impure. And this shows that one who doubts even a rabbinic decree must be excommunicated. Taman tanina dachama hashkur mao dachama tekavasa nidu omeis beneduyav osaklu beistun aroinai lamdacha shukla menuda omeis tzuklin aroinai hada amma hamavaza zokin afila la'acha misa sarach nidui. The Mishnah in Mesechus Duryas teaches Hakavya claimed that Shmaya and Abtalion gave fake sota water to drink to a freed slave woman as a convert. Some explain that he spoke disparagingly about their ruling to give her to drink, saying they did so because they were also converts. The Chacham excommunicated him and he died in this state. The Beis Din stoned his casket, thereby teaching that whoever dies in a state of excommunication has his casket stoned. This case teaches us that one who speaks derogatorily about a sage even after his death must be excommunicated. In the days of Rabbi Zeira, they would excommunicate a person and then immediately release him. Rabbi La said to Rabbon, how can you immediately release him if the minimum period of excommunication is 30 days? Rabbi Yosef said that the Chacham therefore retracted and ruled that they release and accept immediately as soon as he repents. When they excommunicate a Rav, his student must act as if excommunicated himself. But if they excommunicate a student, the Rav does not need to act as if he is excommunicated. When they excommunicate the head of the Beis Din, a sage must act as if he is excommunicated. But if they excommunicate a sage, the head of the Beis Din does not need to act as if he is excommunicated. When they excommunicate the Nasi, all must act as if they are excommunicated. The Gemara says we've discussed a Chacham, but what if a Chaver, which is a person who's trusted about tithing and maintaining Tahara, if he was excommunicated, what will be the din? Nishmanim in Ador, Chada Amha Mendvar Pata, Havas Avra, Koime, Chada Kenese, Hamas, Chad Sefer, Machi, Lachad, Meinuk, Yatim, and Sochei. Amalei, Yehoi Ahu Gavra Mechawem, Asa Shal Rabbi Acha, Amalei Tzarech At, Chashash Al Nafsheich, Hada Amra Ha'isa Dabar Shalekeshura Tzarech Nidui. The Gemara answers, a slave woman of Bar Peta once passed by a shul. She saw a teacher excessively hitting a child and she excommunicated him. He came before Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Acha told him that he must be concerned for her excommunication. This shows that one who acts in an improper way should be excommunicated. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hava Ma'ane Tainan Babaris Asan Lester, Beganvun Minhoin Belela, Rabbi Sefer Agish Behoin, Amaloin Lehavan Elaine Amma Machoim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish was once guarding figs in Babaris. Thieves came and stole them from him at night. Eventually, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish realized who the thieves were, and he declared that they should be excommunicated. Amulei Ye Dahu Guvra Machoim. They responded by excommunicating Rishon Ben Lakish himself. Chashal Nafshei, Amma Mamoin Inun Chai Ben Li, Dilma Nashon, Nafak Puri Basri Hoin, Amaloin Sharon Li. Rishon Ben Lakish was concerned and he said, they owe me money, but do they deserve excommunication? He thought that perhaps he deserved it. Since he unlawfully excommunicated them, he chased them and begged them to release his excommunication. Amulei Sharon Lan Vanan Shari Lach. They replied, you release our excommunication and we'll release yours. This shows that one who excommunicates someone who does not deserve it, and that person in turn excommunicates him back, it's valid. Mimate, the Gemara asks, who could release such an excommunication if those who made it cannot be found? If Rishon ben Lakish did not find the thieves, who could have released him? Lekein tani meis echam menadav, ematurin loi, am Rishon ben Levi, adadat amal, v'she'ein sham nosi, avlem yesh sham nosi, han nosi mate. We answer that, did we not learn in the Brisa that if one of those who excommunicated died, we cannot release the excommunication? And the Shimon Levi explained that this is true only when there is no Nasi, but if there is, the Nasi can release it. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, בשם רב אבא בר ממו, מעשה באחד שמת אחד מבנדיו, ולא יהתיר אלי, ולא כן אמר, שבן לוי הדדת אמר, ושאין שם נוסי, אבל אם יש שם נוסי, הנוסי מתה. ויעקב האחר, quoting רב אבא בר ממו, asked, there was once an excommunicated person, and one of those that excommunicated him died, and the Chacham did not release him. Did Rabbi Shimon Levi not say that this applies when there's no nasi, but if there's a nasi, he can release a person? V'kamas mada amar v'yakav ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Abba Amamal b'shulei chazabai. The answer is we can say that Rabbi Abba's case is that the reason that the nasi did not release him is because he didn't repent for his sin. It's only because the one who excommunicated died, but if he will be alive, he could release him even if the person did not repent. Rabbi Yaakov ba'abaya b'shem Rav Sheshis nimnu ba'usha shulein da'izokein. Rabbi Yaakov Abaya, quoting Rav Shesha, said that they agreed in Usha that one may not excommunicate an elder. Asiya kai da'am Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Abo, zokein she'ir by dovar ein way reed inoisai megadalusai ala imim loi achped v'shev b'reisacha. This follows the statement of Shmuel, who was quoting Rabbi Abo, that if an elder acted in a way that made him worthy of excommunication, we do not remove him from his position, rather we tell him, as the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, in the Pasuk Yudala Pasuk Yud, make yourself heavy like someone who is feeling unwell and his head is heavy, and sit at home. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaye, b'shem Rabbi Acha, zokin sheshachach tamudoi, machmas oinsoi, noigin by kudushas aroin. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaye, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that an elder who unintentionally forgot his Torah knowledge is treated with the holiness of the Holy Ark. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tanachum, Rabbi Chiyah, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, zokin shenida, letzorich atzmoi, afilu kahalocha, ein nidui of nidui. Rav Acha and Rav Tanachum and Chiyah, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that if an elder excommunicated himself, even if he did it for a valid reason, it's not a valid excommunication. V'yayimei to Rav Yirmiyah, asas Acha al Tivrayi. In the days of Rav Yirmiyah, a trouble befell the people of Tiberia, and they needed a large sum of money to appease the enemies. Shalach by Menalta, the Kaspa, Gabi Rav Yaakov by Rabun, they sent a message to Rav Yaakov Rabun asking him to donate a silver candelabra to the collection. Shalach Amal Amar lehu adayin la shav yumia me ra'asoi v'bikesh lindoisoi. V'hava Rabbi Chiyah b'reid Rabbi Yitzhak et hushaya Yosef Taman. He sent a message back that Yumia has still not repented from his evil. He wishes to levy payment from Torah sages. Rabbi Yumia wished to excommunicate Rabbi Yaakov b'rabun. Rabbi Chiyah b'Rabbi Yitzhak of Atusha was sitting there. Amalei shemati she'im adin zokein elim kein asiyov menavat v'chavirov. Rav Chiyah asked Rabbi Yirmiyah that I heard that one may only excommunicate an elder if he behaved like Yeravam ben Nevat and his followers. Amalei dekama ashkura uki Yeravam ben Nevat v'chayiv asa v'nidoin ilayin le'ilayin v'chashun ilayin al ilayin v'sochun mishtaraya ilayin v'nilayin. Rabbi Yirmiyah responded that when they excommunicated Akavya, had he behaved like Yeravam ben Nevat? V'chayin mishu nishal l'chacham v'huta. The Mishnah taught that one whose vow was committed by a chacham. What's the case? If he asked before the festival, he may not take a haircut. If he did not ask before the festival, he also may not take a haircut. Rather, he asked before the festival and the Chacham didn't find a way to permit it until the festival. It's like the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe. They didn't find a way to vow until one of the elders of the Galil came. Vista Amin, Rabbi Shimon Laza, Hava, Vava Nasiv, Le Min Hacha, Mekim Le Hacha, Nasiv Le Min Hacha, Mekim Le Hacha, Adakime, Goshimsha, Mephale Manui. Some say that the elder from the Galil was Rabbi Shimon Laza. Several times Rabbi Shimon Laza took Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe from here to there, discussing the matter with him, attempting to find a reason to permit the vow. Rav Shimon ben Rebbe began to delouse his garments because of the hot sun. Amulei ilu avisa yada dahadein saba avidlach hochein neder avisa amulei loi b'sharon lei. He said to Rav Shimon ben Rebbe, if you would have known that this elder would take you from place to place in order to find a reason to permit your vow, would you have made this vow? Rav Shimon ben Rebbe said, no. As a result of this answer, the elder permitted his vow. Belei amen Hadar Menalach, they asked the elder, what is the source for this? Amalain, he replied, Mesharas of Meir Ha'isi Bebocho Shnaim. I was with Meir's servant when he fled for the second time, and I saw him permit a vow in this way. Some say that the staff of Rabbi Meir was in his hand, and they taught him understanding, and he became wiser during the time he served Rabbi Meir.